CliffCentral.com.
All right, rise and shine, you motherfuckers. Let's go. Got things to do today. Come on, people to see, places to go. Brand new week. There is no rest for the wicked. None. And you've been very wicked, so what can I tell you? It's time. Your reckoning is finally here. This is where the shit hits the... Yeah, very wicked. How was your weekend? Do anything fun?
Unexpectedly horrible.
Why was it horrible, Sia?
I ended up in the ER this weekend. So
you ended up in the emergency room? What the hell?
Yeah, never fun when that happens.
What happened to you?
I was minding my own business on Saturday. I was at home, of course.
Did you choke on a pretzel like George W. Bush?
No. Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah, he choked on a pretzel.
No, I don't know that.
Back to you. What happened to you?
Right. I was rinsing some dishes and I was rinsing a glass. As I was laying it on the counter, it fell off the counter and was just your normal reflexes was to try and catch it. Okay. Well, stupid me, you don't try to catch a glass. So it sliced my hand.
Jesus. Was there a lot of blood?
I didn't know I'm such a bleeder, but I don't know how graphic you want to go, but there was blood everywhere. Blood on the floor, blood on the walls, blood on the counter.
You don't live alone, right? So there was someone to help you.
Yeah, shame, man. My roommate was in her room.
Yeah.
And
you screamed.
No, surprisingly, I was like very, very cool, calm, and collected. I called her. I was like, hey, I need your help. And she walked in and she lost it. Do you know?
God. Dude.
In that split second of seeing her scream, I thought, okay, I'm in the line of fire. We're out at war and I've lost a soldier. I cannot rely on you now.
Yeah, I mean, you realize very quickly in a situation like that who you can rely on and who you can't. And she's clearly out there now. She's not on the list.
And then isn't it horrible when whatever you're going through, you might confide in someone, you might ask someone for help, and then you realize they can't handle the situation?
Hang on, I'm just trying to think about, because I want to stop the bleeding in my head, right? So you slice your... Just hang on, we'll get to her. She's like unimportant. At this stage, there's an emergency on the go. I can't believe you were thinking about your like zombie apocalypse list. Okay, so you sliced your hand.
Uh-huh.
And there's obviously a lot of blood. So what do you do? Grab like a kitchen towel and wrap it around your hand?
And then I'm also seeing a bit of white. So I'm thinking...
like a bone. Oh Jesus. Oh my God. Hold up your other hand. I want to see.
Yeah. Now I have to, it's like now permanently curved.
Dude. And on the one finger as well, huh?
Yeah, all of the stitches up into
that looks horrible. Leanne, come on, you've got to comment on this.
Leanne, we can't hear you now. Oh, shame. But now it's...
Go out and come back in. That's usually the best way to do it. She's going to... Leanne is leaving the room. Bling, blong. There we go.
Now, it's particularly stitches also going between my two fingers here.
That's between... Let me explain it to everybody. Yeah. It starts... The cut starts between the knuckle of the ring finger and the little pinky. Is right. Exactly. And then the stitches go up from the knuckle of the little finger and the ring finger all the way up the ring finger up to about the next knuckle.
Mm-hmm.
What was pain like at this point, before the stitches?
Look.
Because sometimes you don't feel the pain at first.
For everyone who's ever called me piglet-like on the show, I think I now have earned my status of being a very rational person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just fell into, I need to solve this problem right now. And once I called out to my roommates, I was like, hey, can you help? She lost it. And I thought, okay, well, I have to do this alone. God. I then thought, well, I've washed half of these dishes. I don't want to dirty them with my blood. So I had to hobble to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Leaving a trail of blood.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I immediately start wanting to clean up, even though my hand is bleeding.
Yes.
That's what happened when I cut myself, when I was trying to cut that Avo.
Yeah, right. You know what this is like, Gareth.
I'm such an idiot. So, Sia, you at least didn't do it with a knife. At least yours was a glass. But, okay, so that looks quite horrible. Were you calm when you arrived at the hospital?
Yeah, because even at home, I was the one, I grabbed a towel for myself just to compress that. I asked her to get some ice because I didn't know what else to do, but wrapped it around just to compress and stop the bleeding for a while. She threw a bunch of ice into a bucket and I got that in two. And okay, so two weird things that also happened in the moment. I thought, firstly, I have a story for Monday.
Oh God, you're such a hard worker. This is great.
We think in content for the show. So I thought, here's one story ticked off.
I want everybody to listen to this show and think about how hard we work. We cut ourselves for you. We try to make stories if there aren't stories. Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous.
And then she thought, okay, no, let's go. I'll drive you to the hospital. And I thought, I was in my PJs. And I thought, I am not going to be seen looking like this. She thought, Sia, you're bleeding. I'm like, I need to change.
So did you get changed?
Absolutely, I did.
Oh, my God. Did you get blood on everything or?
Yeah, sort of on the floor of my bedroom, but I managed to like do a change with one arm. No. And she further was losing it as she was driving me to the doctors. And I thought, no, we need to turn left. And she literally drove around the block at a point.
If I run out of blood because of your bad driving. Now, Sia, does this mean that you're going to have a horribly, hideously deformed hand for the rest of your life?
I don't want to think about that. Just
because here's my ruined finger. Okay, looks pretty normal until you get close up, and then it looks a bit retarded.
I don't think. Yeah, look, I think I'll have a horrible, horrible scar.
Yeah,
and look, there's a slight curve.
Sorry,
that's that.
Yeah.
I can't straighten my
hand.
No,
but you mustn't do that now. Just give it a chance.
I think I'll sort of be Quasimodo-ish right now.
It's amazing, though, how you see how the body figures shit out. And this made me think again about like how people 100, 200 years ago managed. Like you would have just put some herbs and shit in there into the wound and you would have bound it up in some filthy rag. And maybe even put like maggots in to clean up the infection. This is what people used to do. Yeah. And they survived. I mean, everyone had scars like 200 years ago, right? Everyone had scars. So these days, I think it's almost like a battle wound in some way. You got some character on your hand now and your hand has lived, as you would say.
But then I was also thinking about there's that random fat. I think if you were to lose your big toe and your second big toe, you would not be able to stand or balance.
Yeah.
Now, not having the use of my pinky and my second finger, I can't do anything practically. It's like my whole right hand is out of action. It's slightly frustrating to think that these two little things on my hand mean so much, actually.
Like wiping your bum or...
Yeah.
I didn't want to go there, but I had very interesting bowel movement.
You mean the wiping was very complicated?
Just, you know, I'm not ambidextrous. I'm not left-handed, so it just didn't work out.
But do you use your right hand on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now typing has been slower as well. Making my bed, putting on a shirt, taking a shirt off, driving. Thank goodness I drive an automatic car.
Yeah.
Just everything has now been stunted with this.
Well, it won't be for long. You're going to have the stitches in for a week maybe.
Yeah, going back to the doctor today for some shot or the other.
Yeah,
And
tetanus or
then,
something.
yes, okay. Now, I have another point here. Because when I was with my doctor, I thought I was having a hashtag Me Too moment. Why is it that you need a lot of injections on your ass?
Oh, you thought that the doctor was abusing you?
Yes. And I even flat out asked him, I thought, excuse me, everything is happening around my hand. Why do you need to go to my ass? And he goes, no, well, that's the quickest way. And I'm like,
Yeah,
okay.
most injections go in your ass.
It's a little weird for me because then it was an extra intimate moment because I can't, easily pull my pants down or anything. So he had to do it for me.
Well, listen to what Woody says. Woody says, my friend's husband also cut his finger when washing dishes. His finger was swollen and he couldn't get his wedding ring off. So they had to cut the wedding ring off in order to do the stitches. Aren't you lucky you weren't wearing jewelry?
I
Shame,
hate
man.
these freaky stories.
Emma Bulaleleyo, who's in the studio, I'm getting some messages from people that we are only coming through on the right-hand speaker. So I think just set that to mono because on my side, hang on, let me just check that it's working here.
Oh.
Hold on.
Some technicalities for a Monday.
Please
No,
hold.
Yeah.
Maybe if we
Please,
lean to our
please help.
left.
Yeah, if everybody lean left, let me just see if I can fix it on my side. If it isn't on my side, then just set it to mono on your side, Imabulaleyo. Because some people are saying they're only getting us on the right-hand side, which must be very frustrating. Imagine if you're jogging and we're only on the right-hand earbud, so you keep turning as you jog because you're trying to hear.
You're going
Yeah.
circles.
Oh
It's
no.
like cycling with one foot.
Yeah.
Oh no.
My left foot. Do you remember that show? There was a movie called My Left Foot
Yes.
about this dude who painted with his feet.
Oh. That's a little weird.
Okay. So, Leanne, did you have a better weekend than Sia?
She's completely uneventful compared to that.
I hope you did.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear it,
I
but
had a very good steak.
oh, that's good.
Oh,
That's decent. All right.
no. Speaking of blood and things.
Nice.
No, otherwise it was very uneventful. I had my brother over and we walked around the house because there's some things that need to be done.
Is he the handyman in the family?
No, not at all. But he, sometimes you just need a second opinion when you live alone.
Yeah. Why are people complaining about the sound? Imabulaleyo, I think you might have us on. Okay, you got to. Jesus, now let me think. Bulelo, if you go into the channel that we're on, and you go into the settings on that channel, you might see that there's a stereo mono. Just put it to mono because we only have one mouth, all of us, so we can't be stereo
You never
into.
know, really.
If you speak with two mouths, you may be stereo, but none of us have two mouths. So I think set that to mono, and then just check the left right balance on that channel as well. Should be easy enough to find. Just so that we can sort out this volume problem. I'm getting feedback from people they're saying it's terrible. By the way, Sia, your reaction is typical of Aquariuses like us. This is a comment from Sarah. She says, also, I slide my right index finger while washing a glass. That's
Sliced,
terrible.
maybe.
Sliced, I think she means, instead of slided. Oh
Look,
man, I didn't notice the right ear thing until you mentioned it. Now it's super annoying. Oh no,
no, you could have got away with
we
it.
could have got a, some people. That was Bridget. So Bridget, we're trying to figure it out. I'm sorry. Otherwise, Bulelo, if you are lost, then just call Greg and wake him up and check whether he can help you
Right.
and figure this out. I promise you, nothing worse than having bad sound in your earphones.
Gareth, did you do anything interesting?
I had a terrific weekend. So
Oh, that's good.
Friday was fairly
Rub
chill.
it in my face, why don't you?
Well, I didn't hurt myself, but
I'm joking.
Saturday night, I went, well, Saturday during the day, went for a really great lunch. These friends of mine own a beautiful property out in the west of Joburg and went there for, and it was such a lovely day. So we sat outside and we were having drinks in the sun, and it felt like the real first day of spring. And then we stayed there because they've got accommodation and like a wedding venue type thing. And so everybody could stay. And so we partied all through the night. I mean, I went to sleep at like 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
So it was terrific. And then woke up, drove back and had my mom's birthday lunch yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had two really big, fantastic lunches, and I had lovely people around me all weekend. And last night, the best of all is last night I got into bed like an old man at 7 o'clock, and I was out like a light. I woke up this morning at 5 a.m. or whatever. Great.
Wow.
Yeah. Proper sleep, so I feel refreshed.
Well, I can now tell the time according to the pain I'm in.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I
when you
know.
need your next painkiller.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh,
boy.
shame, man.
Shame, Sia. Such an ugly weekend for you. When
I'm
did
good.
this actually happen? Did this happen on Saturday?
Saturday morning.
Okay. Yeah, that
So,
really sucks.
and the final shout out goes to my doctor because I'm also taking a bunch of medication where I can't drink alcohol. So he says to me, "Do you want to rather start your treatment on Sunday and just go home and have a final, couple of drinks,
Oh,
and then you
wow.
can start tomorrow?"
I like him.
Yes, and I thought, oh, that's very, thoughtful, but no, I'm in pain. I need tons of painkillers.
Oh, that's terrible.
Shame. Yeah. No, but
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Lots of people who are complaining about the sound, but then someone says, I thought this was interesting feedback. I can't wait until you're back in the studio. You used to have proper production. Now you have great content, but you lack in production. That's
Oh.
feedback from Chris. Okay, very complicated. So, Chris, all right, I'll tell you what. I've got to make a decision about this at some point, right? Now that lockdown is kind of over. I was thinking we might do a couple of shows a week from there. I don't know. Maybe it's a loose connection from my side. Let me just see if I can figure this out. Hang on.
You want to go to a song?
No, I think we could do this while we're chatting. Why
Okay.
don't you tell us, Leanne, about this? This is terrible. A liquifruit warning, because this might, help people like Sia, who are slicing themselves up. Here's a warning from Liquifruit.
So Liquifruit have said, and this is obviously in South Africa, that they've sent out a warning saying do not drink these certain Liquifruit products because they may contain glass. So
Yeah, that's comforting to hear.
yeah, and I really feel sorry for brands when this sort of thing happens because people really slate them and get into a whole lot of stuff on social media, and that's just unfortunate. But I think in this case, it's good to have the information because this is quite dangerous, actually. And it's only one particular product. It's the Liquifruit Red Grape in a tin. So it's very specific.
In a tin.
I like that red grape. That's my favorite one.
You know, you get the Liquifruits in tins, yeah?
We talking like a carton?
No, a tin.
Oh, like a
Tintin.
can.
Tintin's also
Okay. Oh,
my
a
favorite.
can, sorry.
I do love
Yes.
Tintin. Tintin's
No.
great too.
Dun dun. Dun
You
dun.
know, I've never liked that red grape because actually sometimes my dad used to substitute it for communion wine. So it just
Yeah.
always reminds me of being at church.
You feel like you're being shortchanged.
So it's specifically the Liquifruit Red Grape 330 ml can.
Oh.
And then they've got, if you want to Google it, they've got barcodes. It's all cans with a certain outer case barcode and a certain side barcode, and then also best and after, sorry, best before dates.
Did that explain how the glass got into
No,
this?
they
Into
don't,
these?
but
Well,
I'm.
Sia was washing the dishes that day and
Yeah.
dropped everything in the big pot
Into
that
a
they
big
make. No.
machine,
No.
into a vat.
No.
Yeah, so it's weird. I mean, they do work with glass on the factory, in the factory, so it might have been from something else. But yes, yeah, so it says this poses a health risk to the public if consumed. We
Oh,
urge
boy.
people who bought this product to stop drinking it immediately and return it back to the retailer of purchase for a full refund. The
Sure.
NCC will now monitor the recall process.
You
Yeah.
know, there are those serial people who just look for drama who will probably also go out and buy something like this, just so that they can complain and be involved and have something to talk about.
Or they're going to come with their stupid jokes and memes and things like that.
They're not stupid memes. How dare you? I work hard on those.
But it
Stupid
makes
meme.
you think, how many people try to get away with stuff without telling anyone?
All right.
Something's
Yeah,
gone wrong in the factory, and
they
maybe it's
are.
not as serious as glass, but they might be like, oh, we put too much coloring in that one. Oh well, let's just not.
We dropped one sheep's eye in there. Don't be so sensitive, Oh man. All right, a couple of things. Because it's headline time. Let's get into some of these. First things first, let's talk about the Human Settlements Department. They're investigating a housing project. Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, who's the minister of that department, says they're going to check out all the emergency housing projects following a public outcry over really bad workmanship. Concerns were also raised. Units were overpriced. More than 40 structures built in Zanine in Limpopo at a cost of 2 million rand each have all been sort of investigated, and they sound like they were made very badly. Sisulu has instructed her director general to investigate all temporary residential unit projects. You know, if you build a shitty house for 2 million rand,
Jeez.
and honestly, you look at these things, I hope they're not 2 million rand each, because these things look like they should cost about 10,000 rand to put up. Then you know someone is scalping money off the top, because I mean, it didn't cost me 2 million rand to build my house.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm thinking like,
confused.
and also what area are they in? Because,
In Zanine, I mean, it's not, you
oh,
know.
yeah.
So
How was
anyway,
that even signed off for 2 million rand a plot?
because no one in government knows where money comes from. They've never earned a cent, so they don't know how it works. And then when we pay them tax money, they're like, well, there's a never-ending supply of this, so we'll just waste our money. It's not really ours. It belongs to the people of this country, the suckers. So that's going on in Zanine, and we'll obviously watch what happens. But the minister's apparently very cross, because she said, this is not acceptable. We need to find out why these things are being built badly at this cost. So who knows? We'll have to
Yeah,
keep
look, it wasn't great for her, but hey, the chickens come home to roost. Over the weekend, she posted a video of her playing soccer, either with her kids or nieces and nephews. I don't know what the relation is there. And people got into her for the story. They were like, oh, look, you have a great yard, and look, you have a pool. It must be great sanitation. What about all the others? And I don't think she responded to those.
And you know, the funny thing is, like, I don't want to climb into ministers every single time, because they do deserve it in certain occasions, and certain occasions they don't. Sometimes it's just angry poor people and people whose lives are shit complaining about someone whose life is better. Remember, Lindiwe Sisulu was she wasn't in politics before. She did get into politics somewhere in, I think, the late 90s. But before that, I mean, she might have had a nice house before she went into politics. We can't assume too much. I mean, normally with the ANC, you would be right to assume that someone probably benefited from some kind of dodgy tender or deal or contract or connection or network. That's how it works. But there is a chance, too, that she had nice things before she became a minister. And there's a possibility that she was doing the right thing. And maybe this that she has a nice yard because she actually cares about her surroundings. She's not a monster like some people who are complaining about her. You know? So let's just leave her alone for a second. In Cape Town, about 800 people have been displaced after their homes were destroyed by a fire again in Imizamo Yethu. Now, this is always a problem, because a fire breaks out in one shack and it spreads really, really fast because there's no space between them. So flames just go from one shack to the next, to the next, to the next. And before you've got any idea of how big the problem is, 800 people have lost their homes.
Jeez.
So I know that this is a really touchy subject, because no one chooses to live in a shack. But actually, if you are in Imizamo Yethu, you've chosen. I mean, first of all, they're on land which it does not belong to the people who've built those structures on top of it. I understand that transport is a problem in Cape Town and that it's expensive, so people live as close as they can to work. And many of the people who live in this township, this informal settlement, are people who work in Hart Bay. So, yeah. You know, it's urban planning, first of all, which is a disaster. It is people who break the law and build their houses wherever they want to, out of metal and, you know, corrugated iron and whatever they can find. It's also the fact that these structures are built without any concern for what could happen if things go wrong. The reason that we have health and safety rules is so that you don't lose 800 people's houses in one fire. You know, if my house burns down, there's a very, very small chance that my neighbors are going to be burnt down as well, because there's a certain amount of distance you have to keep from each other. And I know that these things sound great in a perfect world, but the fact this has happened so many times in this particular place. Imizamuyetu is burnt down and shacks have caught fire there more than 4 or 5 times, to my knowledge. So firefighters are in trouble because then they get smoke inhalation trying to battle these fires. 80 firefighters from 14 different fire stations battled for hours to extinguish the flames. Three bodies were found burnt beyond recognition, while another 3 residents managed to escape unharmed. But just such a mess. Can you imagine?
It's horrible.
Yeah, really, really ugly situation there. And then ENCA reporting this morning that Ahmad Dangor has died at 71. He was a renowned South African author and activist. Former CEO of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, also ANC Deputy Secretary General Jesse Duarte's brother. I didn't know that.
Oh, I knew the Nelson Mandela Foundation part, but yeah.
No, I didn't know that it was Jesse Duarte's brother. Sure. Did you?
No. Oh, there we go. Feel better?
We may have sorted out the sound problems. I don't know. Yes. Greg says the stream is only coming through on the left channel. It's not stereo. Are you hearing it fine? Yeah, I hate to respond while we're doing the show. It's unprofessional. But, you know,
it's going to confuse people who have no idea.
Yeah, I've got to involve my audience in our technical problems. We leave you out of nothing on this show, you know? We keep you involved in everything.
Keeping it real, man.
Damn right. Okay, so Julian Assange, you remember him?
Yes.
A London hearing resumes on Monday to decide if Julian Assange should be extradited to the United States to face trial over the publication of secrets relating to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The 49-year-old Australian, who's currently being held on remand in a high-security jail, faces 18 counts from U.S. prosecutors that could see him jailed for up to 175 years.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get out of there then.
Yeah, so I think he's fighting with every fiber of his being, because if he gets sentenced, I mean, that's a long time, 175 years.
Goodness, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, a previous hearing in February was told that U.S. President Donald Trump had promised to pardon him if he denied Russia leaked emails from the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Assange faces charges under the U.S. Espionage Act for the 2010 release of 500,000 secret files detailing aspects of U.S. military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. So that's what they're going to nail him on, not on the WikiLeaks stuff around Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. It'll be around military secrets. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one too. And then finally, there's a typhoon that has threatened Korea after it battered Japan. South Korea hunkered down. Typhoon Haishen is what it's called, arrived on the shores of its southern peninsula on Monday after the powerful storm battered Japanese southern islands, but appeared to pass without major damage or casualties. The storm, which carries top sustained winds of up to 126 kilometers per hour, was headed north from a southern city of Ulsan after landing on a nearby shore on Monday morning. South Korea's weather agency is reporting high winds that have already cut power of up to almost 5,000 households. Welcome to our world, South Korea. This is what we call it, load shedding.
That's just a normal, you know, weekday morning.
So we were meant to have load shedding on Friday, according to the schedule that I got, and then it didn't happen. So is that a good sign?
There were shifts between the phases, so it was a little bit confusing.
Okay.
But yeah,
I'm not going to pretend to know that I understand what that means.
But it also makes. I'm just looking at the hurricane damage and footage from the US recently.
Yeah.
we really are very fortunate where we are, in terms of hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, tsunamis, earthquakes, all those horrible things. I mean, we have shack fires and they destroy 800 shacks, but you're looking at 5,000 or more people being affected by these massive weather phenomenon elsewhere.
Yeah, we don't have volcanoes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have typhoons and tropical storms.
Massive floods.
Yeah, we occasionally have flooding, but that's usually because we build things in floodplains. So it's our own fault, not nature. Mm. It's just interesting that, you know, we do sort of live in this part of the world where we seem to be able to evade or avoid a lot of the natural disasters that seem to swamp other places. So I'm kind of pleased I live here when I look at all that shit.
Yeah.
One less thing to worry about.
I think it's frustrating that we face what we face, though, because it's solvable. You know, it would be one thing to just accept, like, okay, well, this is a hurricane region and every now and then we'll have hurricanes. No, but something like load shedding is something that can down the line be solved. And that's why it's frustrating.
Things like crime as well and corruption. Crime and corruption and stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah, crime and corruption are our natural disasters.
Yes.
That's it.
And load shedding.
The ANC is our natural disaster. Oh, man. So we've just found out that Sia started his weekend with some really exciting things, like a visit to the emergency room, which who doesn't want that on a Saturday? He cut his finger really badly, in fact, his hand. And everybody's shocked, especially Sia, because he hates when things like this happen to him. Who would love it? I mean, come on.
It's taken away everything that I deem fun. I can't even sleep properly anymore because I know that's, you know, your body moves, of course, out of your control when you're asleep. So my hand twitches and I wake up and I know, okay, yeah, I wake up in pain knowing that. That's not cool.
Well, you know what? You could have lost a finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Be positive, Sia. Come on.
Just worried about who's going to cook for me the next week.
Oh, man. So, of course, 2020 is going to get weirder because you remember I haven't watched any of this stuff, but I've been kind of on top of this because of Leanne and Sia. They've been telling me about Carol Baskin, which was the biggest thing during the first few weeks of lockdown. Remember, everyone was Tiger Kinging up a storm. And apparently Carol Baskin is back in the news.
Ugh, you know, it's so easy to be popular and be a celebrity, even if, you know, people suspect you for killing your husband, because now she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, the American reality show.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Keep tigers, allegedly kill your husband, and you're on your way to becoming a major reality star in the States.
Yeah.
So now every single week, you'll get to see how she will compete in dancing, and that's the season 29 of the Dancing with the Stars series.
I wonder if she'll do a piece from Cats.
Well, someone was saying the only way they'll watch this is if she dances to Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my God. Do we need to see this in our lives? Is this something? Why are we being punished? Why are we being punished?
They're trying to just get some excitement around this. Because, I mean, if, you know, the rest of the cast is Nelly. When last did we hear from the rapper Nelly?
Nelly.
They have a Caitlyn from The Bachelorette. Don't know who she is. They have AJ from The Backstreet Boys. So, dare I say, Carol is actually the most exciting cast member.
What a show. This is Nelly. I'm just trying to think about Nelly's songs.
Getting hot in here.
Oh, wow.
So take off all your clothes. Yeah.
I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off. Just a Dream, Ride With Me. I know that one. Dilemma Over and Over. Pimp Juice.
I'm struggling to recount his latest song, though.
He's got one with Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, that is Dilemma.
One. No, you want to hear it?
No matter what I do,
is that the song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know this song.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, that's enough. I think we've heard enough to know. Fucking
That
Nelly.
was like all of 5 seconds and you're done there.
Yeah, I think Nelly, we've done what we needed to do here, people. We can all move on. Nelly's in Dancing with the Stars. You know, your career is really finished if you are on Dancing with the Stars, right? It's like a final chapter. That's what they put you on before you're dead.
You think so?
Who do you know? Who do you know has gone on Dancing in the Stars? I mean, Damon was on that show, remember?
Okay, now it makes sense.
Our producer, Damon, was on the show. I think when you go on that show, it means your career is on the down.
Do you remember how badly he danced?
Oh, it was so
We used to
bad.
watch it. We were actually sad when he was voted out. I think he was voted out, well, right, in, like about third or something.
Yeah.
Shame.
But we were so sad because then we couldn't watch his captivating dancing.
Talk about two left feet. I mean,
Whoa.
we mentioned earlier My Left Foot, the Daniel Day-Lewis movie. He actually got an Oscar nomination. Bulelo reminded me for that. Oh, no, sorry, he won the Oscar for it. But Damon had two left feet. Listen, I can't dance. I'm in no position to criticize, but that show is just, first of all, I've never watched Dancing with the Stars for a full episode. Because I kind of. No, you go ahead.
It's so surprising to me what works and what doesn't work in the world of entertainment. The fact that you just get people to rehearse a dance, they dance in front of people, and that's what gets people watching.
I know
It's
it's
odd.
see, I don't get that, and I've told you a million times I don't get cooking programs. I've never understood them. I know that the loads of people all over the world, I mean, there are channels and channels and channels that are just filled with people cooking and people baking and people doing confectioneries and soups and people who cook steak. And don't get me wrong, I mean, like, there was this one show I saw. Now that my TV's fixed after a year and a half of not having TV, if people think that's so funny that I haven't had, I'm on TV, but I don't have TV. So I finally got my TV fixed. And there was this great show that popped up while I was doing some work the other day and I was sitting in front of the TV. It was called The Greatest Restaurants in the World or something. Now that to me was interesting because they go to this place in Paris where they do these incredible meals, but they have a wine list. It's like the best wine list in the world. And they've got bottles of wine that are 25,000 euros a bottle in the cellar that's like 400 years old. And this restaurant's been around since the 1500s. So to me, that's fascinating. But the actual cooking, like the minute these guys start, first of all, they eat. And while they're eating, they're like chewing the stuff. Let me. So
Oh no.
I got some blueberries here. It's the worst thing to
Listen.
do, right? So I got some blueberries here.
Some
So I'm going to show you.
incoming ASMR. What?
Yeah, this is what you hear. And I can't stand it. Like, I know that there are people who think it's great, but I got five, six blueberries in my hand. All right. So here we go. That's very good food. I fucking hate, I can't tell you how much I hate that.
Don't forget the lip smacking as
Yeah,
well.
that's it. And you hear all these mouth noises from these two people who are supposedly these great chefs. Now, I don't know who they are, but that's my fault, not theirs. They're busy with this. They eat the food on TV. Now, that frustrates the hell out of me because as great as their description might be, I'm not experiencing it myself. And to me, food is something you have to actually experience yourself. So it
Oh,
drives me mad. It
it
drives
still
me.
works though. It's amazing.
Oh, I know. It's very popular.
And then on the other side of that scale, you still have like 16 and pregnant and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing what people will watch. But it's also because it shows you this is why we've got such upheaval in politics in the world, is because people have got no purpose, got no meaning. If you got home every night and you watched Carol Baskin dancing, and that was your life, that was the highlight of you. No, because some people, it is the highlight of their day, right? If you get home after a heavy day's work, or as it's been during lockdown, you don't even leave home, so you're home all day and you may be in Zoom meetings or whatever all day if you're lucky, or you're unemployed, so you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs. The highlight of your day is when you get to see Carol Baskin dance. It's no wonder people are furious. And what do? They take that out on politicians and each other, and they become mean, and they become selfish, and they become self-absorbed.
So, what would you recommend to somebody who finds themselves doing that?
Okay, there
Or
are four.
how do they change?
Four things you can do. First one, is find something you care about and start becoming a master at it. Like, if you really want to paint, now's the time. I mean, during lockdown, you've had this time. If you haven't used this time, you have only yourself to blame. So find something to do, first of all. And if it's something that can make you money, even better. You know, if you can make wire out of a champagne cork, if you could take the wire off that and turn it into sculptures and sell them online, do it. If you can make things out of toilet paper, do it. Seriously, like, find something that you can do that's creative and interesting, and either sell it or give it to people as gifts, but do something with it. So number one, do something. Number two, if you're still bored after that, get on one of these dating apps. It's easier than ever to be. A friend of mine has started this thing. I was talking to him yesterday at my mom's birthday lunch. He started this brilliant thing called cloud dating, where you go on and it's his concept and everything. I mean, it's nothing, you know, it's not earth shattering, but I love the idea. Like, you go on and you speed date, you buy a ticket and you speed date people through video conferencing for 4 to 5 minutes, and you spend 4 to 5 minutes of these. You meet new people. Some of them might be romantic introductions. Some of them might just be people you want to be friends with, and some of them you never want to see again.
Oh, I really like that.
It's a cool idea.
I think it's actually archaic that we judge people who we want to date by one still image.
Exactly. But he says this is the problem with, like, Tinder and everything else. You can't really tell. He said, here you get to interact with someone for 4 to 5 minutes, and you get to do maybe 10 people during this speed dating. And it's called cloud dating. I'll see if I can find a link. But it's really clever.
So it's a purely South African thing.
Well, he's doing it here in South Africa. So, you know, who knows? You might meet someone. So that's number two. Mm. Number one, do something. Find something to do. Get out of bed and do something, for God's sake. Number two is find someone you might want to meet, have a relationship, strike
or
up a new
friendship. Or someone you want to do.
Or someone you want to do. Sure.
So you can wake up and do someone.
Right.
Yes.
But that would be a start. Okay. So those are two things. Number three, get yourself some physical goals, like get your body working better. You know, get into a good routine. This will help you. I promise you, these three things so far are guaranteed.
Yeah,
this is not Gareth Cliff's school of wisdom. This is like every smart person that I've ever spoken to does these things. They have something to do that they care about. They have someone in their life that they care about. And they start caring for their body. Those three things. And you can do those very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, find something to read, something to stimulate your mind. Find, you know, there's so many great books. And again, there is no excuse in 2020. It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are. Doesn't matter how much or how little you've read up to now. You can go online now and you can read the greatest works of all of human history. You can read all of Shakespeare. You can read all of Milton. You can read all of G.K. Mills and Boone, if that's what turns you on, just read, because there's no excuse. Like, you know, our ancestors, they had to find a library, they had to borrow a book, or they had to go and buy one. It was harder. It was much harder to find good literature. Now it is impossibly easy. It's just you hop on and you Google it. And most of the books that you would, the classics, and believe me, there are very few books that are being written now that are as good as the stuff that was written by the Brontes, you know, Charles Dickens. Mm. Go and read those books, because if you've never read them before, but you know that they exist, it's just sinful that you haven't even tried to interact with them. It's sinful. It's downright sinful. So if you find yourself watching Carol Baskin dancing.
Now we know what to do.
Do one of my four things, or if you can, all four of these things, and you will have a better life. You won't be so angry, and you won't be so threatened by everything that's going on in the world, and you won't be worried about the American elections or whether or not South Africa is filled with corruption on a day-to-day basis. Those are things you can't really change. The four things I mentioned, you can change now.
Look, and I get the need for escapism, and sometimes people feel like they've worked so hard, they just want to watch something mindless. But
sure,
even I, as a fan of popular culture and reality TV, can say that I think most of the programming out there is really dumbing people down horribly.
It is. Like, they're making it easy for you, even if you're stupid.
Yeah, there's Dancing with the Stars, and there's Dancing with the Stars Junior, and then I'm sure there'll be some sort of Dancing with the Stars, Where Are They Now series when it comes to all of these singing competitions.
Or you're watching some moron make a souffle. How is that going to make your life more? And don't tell me you're watching it because you're going to make a souffle. Most people who watch these things never make the things they're watching. Mm-hmm. They're just watching because they've got nothing else to do. So here again, do these four things. And you know what? You won't get upset by a Clicks advert. I think you saw this controversy over the weekend. There was this Clicks ad where they basically said that black women's hair is dry and damaged and white women's hair is fine and fabulous or whatever. Mm. And, you know,
they called it normal.
So I have said a million times, if you are not a black woman, do not ever talk about black women's hair. Don't get into a conversation about it. Yeah. Stay the fuck away. It's just a minefield of complication. If you're not a black woman, do not talk about black women's hair. You're going to open up a can of absolute pain for yourself, and it's not worth it. Black women are very involved with their hair. It's part of their identity. Black women are very serious about their hair. Some of them have a responsibility or a relationship with their hair that you just don't understand. And I had to exit many a conversation that I have no idea of how to deal with. So, and it clicks, this goes for you as well. And for anyone else, just stay out of it. But if you're so upset about a Clicks ad, I'm going to posit that maybe it's because you don't have these four things that I mentioned going on in your life. You need
the four principles.
Yeah, because if an ad that is not addressed to you, let's say your name is Nomzamo. Nomzamo, if the ad doesn't say, "Dear Nomzamo, you have dry and damaged hair," I promise you they don't mean to offend you. And for you to get offended is like you're looking for something to be upset about because you're watching Carol Baskin, you know? Frankly, get away from it.
I have a tiny suspicion they did it intentionally, but hey, that's
you think my you theory. Think Clicks did this on purpose?
Mm.
Really? Tell me your theory.
The talkability, the hype, and the publicity you get from something like this.
But Clicks doesn't need it.
You still just want to be out there in comparison to one apology that you need to get out. I think
the backlash is so huge these days.
No, because I was, funnily enough, having this conversation with a friend of mine who's in communications as well, and she was so taken by this whole thing. And I thought, when have we ever had a successful ban or boycott of anything these days?
No, it doesn't.
You know, so many brands are so precious about, oh no, we do not want to be dragged in a social media storm. But what's an example of like a massive, massive, business has died?
You're right. It goes away so quick. Exactly. Mm. I think it goes away so quickly and it does get them a lot of attention. But I don't think they want this attention. Sia, you've met you work with the PR people from some of these brands. And they're terrified of a social media controversy. Leanne, definitely. You do too. They're huge. Terrified of it, especially one to do with race. They are shit absolutely. Scared. They will wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and join a march just so that no one will point a finger at them, even if they don't believe in any of that shit.
If anything, it was just someone who was so tone deaf and so stupid who... And it may be more than one person because how many people did it go through to be approved? But if anything, that's what I think it is. Someone who's really dumb.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I said we wouldn't get into a conversation about black women's hair because it's so difficult. But I mean, white women have dry and damaged hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, white guys have dry and damaged hair. Everybody on earth, hair is made of the same fucking stuff. The same stuff rhino horn is made of. Imagine if the rhinos got upset because we called their horn dry and damaged. Anyway, the point is that we all, like dry and damaged may have been a category, but instead of using the white woman dry and damaged hair, they used the black woman dry and damaged hair. And obviously someone should have thought that through. But, you know, frankly, I know when my hair is not in great condition and that's up to me to fix, and I'm not going to get upset by. Frankly, I don't even look at these ads. I'm surprised anybody does.
Well, it doesn't.
Hair is such a personal thing. Hair is so individual that no ad is going to reach you directly.
But we know how big the beauty industry is. We know how the beauty industry sets the bar of aspiration or perfection or what is hot and what is not.
Yeah.
So that is part of the ramifications of it.
Look, yeah, I know.
All I believe is I will not be surprised in a couple of weeks' time if Clicks now has a transformation and diversity panel.
Yeah. And then they'll be paying. They'll be paying a bunch of people.
Social media campaign about inner beauty is more important than outer beauty. And they just so happen to have a Black woman, a white woman, a woman in a wheelchair, a woman who's been burnt. Oh, how they love that now. A woman with a scar. Does that mean?
Oh, Sia, things are looking up for you.
It's my time to
shine. Sia's going to shine with his new scar. But you're right. I mean, it's an industry,
yeah, it's
right? they create an industry. Like there are corporations all across South Africa that have diversity and inclusion teams. Mm. These people did not have jobs before because they frankly, I don't know how much value they add in these inclusion and diversity workshops. I don't think it does anything, if you ask me. But then I suppose they feel like they have to comply with certain social standards. They don't want to be accused of not caring. Mm-hmm. That's what Clicks have been accused of, is not caring. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to care for everybody else, even if they don't know them. Such bullshit. Let me be clear on this show. I don't care about you if I don't know you, okay? I want you to understand this right from the outset. If you're listening to me because you want me to care about you, you come to the wrong show.
Yeah, we kind of figured that one out early on.
Yeah, should hope so. We don't want any confusion here.
Yeah, still got signed off. Still got publicized and hyped. So a bunch of people probably didn't care as well.
Well, maybe Sia knows something that we don't, because he reckons this might be part of a campaign.
Just
a little bit of cynicism from us.
And we'll never know the truth.
What happened with Discame a couple of months ago? They took a mannequin and painted that mannequin with brown.
Oh, that's right. You forget these things, you know?
Exactly. But for that moment, got them super hyped up. Look, I have no credible information to base this on. It's just a thumbsuck and a hunch, but I believe it nonetheless. CliffCentral.com